Actually, you tied into another issue that we've been giving some thought to, which is the issue of multiplex genomic testing in women with metastatic breast cancer. And of course, you could view breast cancer easily as at least three different subsets. But in terms of that question, so for a patient with ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic disease who's going to go on first-line therapy, endocrine therapy, and CDK, do you do some type of genome? Do you do NGS? Do you do liquid assays?
I do sometimes. It almost never helps me. There was a nice debate 2 years ago. We had it at SABCS about whether these genomic assays help or not. And, in breast cancer, they rarely help us at the moment, especially in this ER-positive patient population. Sometimes you kind of want to do it because you're hoping it'll help you. But if you think about it, how is it going to help? If a patient has an ESR1 mutation, you probably want to avoid single agent AI, but you almost never give single agent AI anyway. And if you combine the A with a CDK4/6 inhibitor, you're fine. If you combine it with an mTOR inhibitor, you're probably okay. Then you can find a PIK3CA mutation, which obviously is huge because now we have alpelisib that was approved and should be considered standard of care for this patient population. But we have a specific companion diagnostic for that. And it's still unclear to me whether the large multiplex panels capture all the different exons that need to be captured for the PIK3CA status. Then you have, P53. If that's positive, then you're in trouble because these tumors are just going to be resistant to everything. But again, you don't have any treatment options. If the HER2 comes back positive, then you have to kind of wonder what HER2 are you looking for? Is it just the immunohistochemistry that some of these assays are running? Is it mutations? And then you may want to be exposing them to a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, but again, that's not standard of care. So a lot of these assays will not give us great results or actionable results.